All right then, team. It's decided. We'll be going after this one, Yetta, a hideous green monster who guards an ancient relic. I've been told that he's covered in scars, stands at over 20 feet tall, has a tail, and is a hideous, disgusting beast, but was once told to be a handsome warrior who was burdened with a curse. Sucks that in these writings it doesn't say how he got it, though. Who cares? He's going down. Everyone ready? What do you all mean? Am I sure we can handle this? No expedition has ever given us any issues before. What's the worst that can happen? Come on, let's get him. Oh, come on, everyone, we can get through this. We can get through this. Oh, healing spell, yes, good job. Oh, look at it right there. I'll hold him. Look right up there at his forehead, where his scar is. It's a sweet spot. Hit him right there. Yes! Oh. Look at you dropping to your knees. Good job, everyone. Oh. All your minions defeated. With my sword at your neck, all it would take is one more push. And you're done for, you two. Step aside, everyone. I've got this. Oh, see? We had nothing to worry about. Can't say the same for you. Any last words before your battered head becomes a trophy on my mantle? Don't do it. Do you think that I'm an idiot? I'm not all brawn, you know. That's what you said 500 years ago. Enough stalling. Enough of you. Off with your head. Don't worry, darling. Let go of my sword. I've got this under control. Why would I listen to this thing any longer than I need to? Oh, you two. The only thing I'll regret about killing you is that my great sword had to touch such a foul beast's skin. Clean off. See, everyone? We had nothing to be worried about. Just another day's work for an elven warrior. Why are you all looking at me like that? Are you all just in awe at my pure show of dominance? Ew. Oh. What, babe? His essence is entering my body. That's impossible. Help me onto the ground. I can't move. Oh, my skin, my entire body. It burns. What's happening to me? What's happening to me? Everything hurts. No, this can't be happening. I feel my body change. I feel my skin tearing. I'm becoming a monster. Just a nightmare. Why did that one feel so real? I wouldn't have been that dumb, right? No, guys. It's just a dream. You're still the same gorgeous elven warrior that everyone fawns over, and you two's dead, and it's okay. Ow! Ow, why do my ears hurt? Oh, what the? Are they bigger? No. I'm just overthinking it. Everything's fine. Fuck. Oh, my lower back hurts too. Not like I fell or something. It's like above it. Almost feels like there's something poking out of my lower back. Where's my mirror? Oh god, why are my eyes so blurry? I can't even make out my face. Ew. I need to bathe. I look almost green. And my ears, they're like pointed, and is that a tail? Maybe I should just lay down. Yeah. Or maybe this is all just still a dream. But what if... No. It was just a sick nightmare. You're not some monster. You're gonna rub your eyes and slap yourself in the face, and when you do, you realize this is all just a sick dream. One, two, three. What? No, I'm a monster. Hey, darling. What are you doing here? Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I could infect you. Calm down. How am I supposed to calm down, hon? My skin is putrid green and scarred from head to toe. My ears, my hands, and I have a fucking tail. What happened to me? I slayed you two and was burdened with a curse. How do I get rid of it? Surely there has to be a way, right? Right? I can't go around like this. Why? Why was I so stupid? Stupid ego, stupid needs to be loved and fucking sought after. Now look at me. Look at me. I'll never have any of that again. I might as well just run away. Never show my face again. Who would even miss an egotistical, dumb-in-the-head elven fucking warrior? I knew this greatsword would just get me into trouble. No, I don't want to stop hiding my face. I don't want you seeing me any more than you already have. Wait. How did I even get back here? Everyone must have ran off in fear when they saw me, right? You brought me home? But aren't you afraid of whatever I've become? No, because you love me. Darling, you love what I used to be. No one could love this. And I'm sorry for taking the person you loved away from you. Hmm? What if you were in my position? Well, I would love you no matter how you looked, acted, or became. I love you because you're you. Why would it be different for me then? I guess I just couldn't understand why a gorgeous, talented, and beloved healer would want to stay with me if I wasn't at my best. You love me because I'm me. Thank you. Thank you so much, honey. You think I should sit down for a bit? Sure. That might help. I didn't know you meant you wanted to sit in my lap. I can't really hide my face like this, you know? That's the point. What if I'm ugly to you? I never could be. Okay, dear. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here for me. Is there anything I need? Nothing specific comes to mind. How about you? I'd be more than happy to do anything you want for being so kind and loving to me. Take my top off? But what if that part of me is more beaten than... Right.
you love each other no matter what, then sure, you can take my top off. But if it's all right, could you take off yours too? It would just make me feel more comfortable not being the only one there. Thank you, sweetheart. You're so beautiful, darling. You have the most stunning body I've ever laid my eyes on. Really? You think I look good too? As long as you say so, I'm all right. I promise. Yes, that's okay. You can kiss over my forehead and scars. But why did you want my top off just to do this? To show me you still love every part of me? How does my top being off help you prove that? For when you kiss down to my neck and collarbone. You know those spots are... Fuck your gentle kisses and necks. You know these spots are all weak for me. My nipples are hard. Because you're touching me and kissing over me. Do you want to suck them? I'm asking you to. Can you suck my nipples, baby? Oh, your tongue. Those little circles over it. Yes, it feels so good. Don't stop. Put your lips around them. Yes. Oh my god. Right there. I'll flick your tongue just like that. Did I start grinding against you? Keep going. Are you sure? Yes, dear. I'll keep grinding against your pussy. I need you to stay still, hon. I need to grab that ass and hold you tight. Oh, shit. I forgot about these new nails. I'd have to get used to them. You like it? How about I put one of these hands right around your pretty neck then? Hold you in place to grind into you. I can feel your needy too, baby. I feel it right against my cock. I can't hide my face. You can't hide how wet you are. Getting my cock more and more slick every time I thrust against you. Oh, fuck. Yeah, grind against me, baby. Grind into me. Pussy just roping right against my cock. Oh, hold me, hold against me, baby. Fuck. You like my nails digging into you like that? Fuck, baby. Baby. Can I do something for you? I want you on your back. Fully naked. I want you to spread those pretty legs. To show me what's all worked up for me. Can you do that for me, love? Mm-mm. No, no. You've done so much for me already. Please. Please. Thank you, dear. Come here. Let me take these off for you. Because there's something I want to show you. Kiss down your pretty chest. There is something I want to show you. There it is. One perk to my new body after all. Because while I kiss down, down your stomach, I can just this long snake-like tongue pull your bottoms to the side and lick over that pretty slit, baby. My soft lips just kissing down, lower and lower, and my tongue just little circles along your clit before going back down, licking your pussy from clit to entrance. I could even push my tongue inside, swirl it around and against your walls, dart it and out of your pretty pussy while I suckle your clit at the same fucking time. Softly dig these fucking nails into your pretty thighs and taste all that mess you're making for me. Too much, baby. It's not too much, though. Your body is saying you love that. Pretty face. Your hands gripping the sheet. Grinding against my tongue and lips, making those sexy fucking moans. I'm not gonna stop unless you tell me. That's it, baby. I get deep in that pussy. Give that. Grind that fucking pussy right against my tongue. Block. You're shaking, baby. Are you gonna come? Is it too quiet? Tongue teeth. Deep in your hole. Suckling and kissing your clit. Just digging into your soft, gorgeous fucking skin. Come on, baby. Do it. Come over my face. Give it to me. Come, baby. Come for me. So fucking hard. Come for me, good fucking girl. More. I said more. You've got my fucking confidence back. Look at your pretty messy pussy. Can I show you how much I appreciate you right now, honey? Put you on all fucking fours. Put that head off the bed. Arch that pretty back for me. Good baby. Open up. Open your fucking mouth. You don't use your hands. Just keep those pretty lips open. You see how fucking hard I am? I see your eyes glued on the smallest bit of pre-cum on my tip. You want to taste it before it drips onto the floor, don't you? Lick it all up, sweetness. Oh, lap it all up for me. Use those pretty fucking lips on my cock. Clean that tip just for it to get all fucking dirty again once I get behind you. You moaned when I said that, darling. You really fucking mean it when you say you still love me. So find me attractive. Pop your lips on my tip. So fucking happy you still love me. I'm so scared, but... Oh, I need you. Right now. Look at this pretty fucking pussy. In front of the mirror? But it already shattered, hon. Hun, you're just wasting mana. It's just gonna break again. It won't because I'm beautiful. I fucking love you so much. Are you ready, gorgeous? You're so wet, baby. So fucking slick. My tip just rubbing over your lips, baby. Oh, it feels like I could just slip inside right now. Fuck, I can't wait anymore. I need to be inside you. I need this cock inside you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, slow. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Yeah, I see myself in the mirror. I see your pretty face, too. Oh, you're so perfect, hon. Oh, you're so perfect. Those eyes are fucking hypnotizing, baby. Sexy hips are so eager for me to grip and dig my nails into. Give that pussy up to me, baby. Your neck is all fucking exposed. So easy to just lean forward and mark my pretty girl. Fuck, I love when your pussy grips me as I slide out. Only to open up for me. The second I slide back in, you feel yourself doing that for me, hon, don't you? Or does your body just do it all on its own? This other side of your neck needs to be marked too. Same with your shoulders. And back behind these ears. You got non-purple, baby. Too much. You were so dumb. I wouldn't fucking stop for anything, darling. Look who's fucking you. Grabbing your pretty neck. Fucking into that pussy. Let's say his name. You know who wants his pussy. Who's moaning? Breathing. Panting. Breathing you. Be fucking louder. You're moaning like a little slut, but you yell like you're all shy. Come on. Come on, tell me who you want. Tell me who you want every day. Every fucking night, pretty girl. That's right. Thank you so fucking much, hon. For loving me. Saving me and making sure I know I'm still the only man for you. The only warrior you want. Right, love? Baby, can you hear me? Are you okay? Should I go too hard? Are you okay, baby? My tail went in your ass. I didn't know I could do that. I guess it doesn't mind if it's on. Here, I'll hold it back for you. No? Did you like that I played with your ass, baby? Hey, what are you... babe, it's sensitive. You really want it, huh? Rubbing it right over your asshole. You want me to spit over it? Oh, fuck your voice. You're really into this. I love it. Does that feel good? My tail tracing over one entrance. While the tip of my cock pokes in and out of the other. My cock just slowly sliding back inside, and my hands grabbing your neck and pulling you right up to my ear. Oh, you want this tail in your asshole? Well, I fuck that pussy, baby. Yeah. You've got more than just my fucking confidence back. Yeah, your handsome fucking warrior's back. And it's all... thanks. Oh, fuck, honey. That ass is so tight around my tail. This pussy's so wet and tight around my cock. I know it feels so good. When I rock my hips into you, baby. Thrusting into both of your holes. At the same time. That asshole needs some more spit. Gotta make sure it's getting fucked. Oh, just as deep as that pussy's getting fucked. Oh, yeah, that's my pretty fucking girl. Throw that ass back on this cock. Take it. Fucking take it. Look back at me. Fucking look back at me. You want every one of your holes used, baby? Yeah, open your mouth. Take it. My long tongue fucking your mouth. Well, you take it in every hole so good, baby. Your brain must be melting. You don't even know what pleasure to process first. But you love it, right? Being my stretched open on my cock. My long, slender tail slipping in and out of your ass. Laughing your mouth fucked by my wet tongue. It's all too much. Oh, I know you're getting close for me. So pretty, all muffled, moaning on my tongue. Yeah, I can fucking feel it, baby. And I know it'll send you over the edge. These nails grabbing that throat nice and tight. While my other hand rubs right over this clit, covered in your fucking wet. Oh, grip that cock, grip that tail, grip it, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you so fucking much for being mine. No matter who I am or what I look like, loving me the same way I fucking love you. And I wanna come for you. Yeah, I'm close to you. Just let it out. Don't think. Don't think. Just do it, baby. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. I'm gonna fucking come. I'm gonna come in the idea, baby. And I'm gonna come in your pussy while you're all good stretched. I'm gonna come. Look at me. Look at me through the mirror. Come with me, baby. I'm so close. I'm fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Come for me. Come for me. Come with 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 me. Come for me. Come over me. I'm not pulling out. I'm just making sure I don't hurt you with my tail still inside. Are you okay, babe? Yeah, just ride it out. Just let it all up, baby. Here. Lay with me. Shh, I'm okay. I've lifted plenty of heavier things than you, gorgeous. You went all in, love. Well, I guess you took it all in. You were okay with all that? The tail, tongue, and well, looking at me like this. I know what you said. I'm fine. I just feel really stupid about all of this still. It all could have been avoided if I wasn't so, I don't know, myself, I guess. Quick to jump the gun, wanting to be the hero and prove myself to everyone. Show you that I'm not just some loser. I know I don't have to prove myself to anyone, but I feel bad. Because everyone else is so kind, methodical with everything, and cares for all of us. I'm just this big dumb warrior with this big dumb sword, and look where that got me. The only thing I ever wanted was you, and I got so nervous you'd get bored of me or realize you could do better than me if I wasn't like this, so yeah. You love the way I am? Even if it gets me into shit like this? All green and beat up to hell? I love you. So much. I'm so thankful you love me too. Even if I'm not the same as we met. You'd love me no matter what happened? Thanks, hon. What you said before was right, by the way. About loving each other no matter what. Because I'd love you no matter how you are, and if you can love me like this, why wouldn't I want to love myself, however I am, you know? I love myself, no matter what I am. Hun, what was that for? Do I feel different? Yeah, I kinda do. Look in the mirror? What? How'd you lift the curse? You found out it was a curse bound by hatred of oneself? But it could only be lifted when someone truly learns to love themselves. So, by saying I love myself, it brought me back? Thank you. A million times thank you. I love you. And I mean it. I'm always here for you. I'll never forget this, darling. Thank you. I'm so scared. You're right. We would love each other no matter what. Even if I stayed like that forever. But I'm back. So there's nothing to be worried about. We should probably go tell the others the good news, right? Do you have enough mana to cast your teleportation spell? Good. We'll get right to that. After cuddling first. Well, yeah, my mood's up. Look at me. I'm all strong and powerful again. And besides, what? Were we gonna teleport naked? I can still squeeze your boobs, you know. I love you, darling. So, so very much. And so ends our adventure. Our hero, who felt on top of the world, seemed to lose all hope, only to find the true beauty within himself, which brought him back and removed the curse. Sometimes, we can feel that everything is about what's on the outside. I used to think that way too. Then I turned into a fucking monster, and well, you heard the story. But if there's one thing I've learned from all this, it's that you should never be ashamed of who you are. Because someday you may ask the same question I did. How could someone truly love me if I'm not the same? Even if you're a monster in your eyes, those who truly cherish you, those whose lives have been changed and bettered from you, will always see that beautiful person shine through and help you realize that you're perfect and you always will be just by being you, our hero. The end.